Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome again. So today, what shall we do? Well, one thing, as we're getting deeper into the retreat, which I think we can all notice in our own minds, is that as our minds become more settled, and peaceful, and calm, to whatever degree, but certainly by this far into the retreat, you can notice some difference from the first day. And you can notice that when the mind is less disturbed by any of the hindrances, these have calmed down. Christina, are you checking the sound, or is it okay? Okay. Yes. So as you notice that your mind is becoming more free from the hindrances, you can notice how naturally the happiness that you start to feel inside more clearly flows outwards. So naturally, as the mind becomes more purified, all the innate good qualities of the mind, like kindness and compassion, they shine forth. So it's not a matter of having to create a better version of yourself or to work on all these qualities that you don't have yet, to try to sort of force yourself to be good. You know, like one of the questions last night, it's like, oh, how stingy do I have to be richer? So it's kind of to force yourself to be less stingy, just at least enough. Or to have less ill will and ask more questions, and then you will become this better version of yourself. But that's not how the mind works, is it? I mean, this is not something that anyone, you know, who has a, you know, some kind of like proper knowledge is going to tell you. It's what you can see in your own experience. That as you're more peaceful in the retreat, naturally you feel it's, it just comes more easily, just being kind, being compassionate. It's not something you have to grit your teeth to do. You're able to get in contact with it more easily, and it just flows outwards. So that means it was always there inside. It's not like you arrived here with none of it. It's more that you're able to access it more once the mind is clearer. So this is something we can notice. I mean, this itself is kind of an insight practice to gain insight into the nature of our mind and what its innate qualities are. The innate purity, the goodness, the innate kindness. So I was walking around the stupa the other day, just circumambulating the stupa, and I noticed that it's a really good simile, actually, because as you peer into between the stones where there are these holes, you see the Buddha statue inside, and it's just like our minds. We have this Buddha mind inside already, and it's just a matter of creating some holes so that we can see into that and access it. So how we create these holes, so to speak, is to purify the mind of the hindrances that cloud the mind. So the more that we find ourselves free of these hindrances, the more that Buddha mind actually exposes itself. So this is a path of uncovering, not of creating. It's just about uncovering what's already there. And so, as we become more calm in our meditation, we can try to get in touch with that. Not that we try, but we actually do get in touch with that. But to notice that it's a total shift in paradigm. That it's just about coming back to who we really are. So in our meditation, we can kind of channel that idea. So So I thought today maybe we could try that. And I thought today also that because we've been doing this for a number of days, you probably have an idea now of how to do the reflection at the end when you want to get up from your sitting to spend a little time to reflect on what has happened, what has worked, what has not worked, that kind of thing. That maybe today it's good to just give people the freedom to sit however long they want. So after I finish guiding the beginning, I'll just leave you to your own peace and let you all decide for yourselves how long you want to sit. Anyone is free to get up whenever they like or sit as long as they like. And you can choose to do your own reflections as you wish at the end when you're ready to. So today we can try doing it that way. So now we can actually start the meditation. So if you aren't already in a nice position, you can try to adjust a little bit and find a useful, supportive position for yourself. And it's always good to change things around. Today I do it, the body awareness, like Ajahn recommends, from the feet up. So if you'd like to just turn your attention to your toes, you can wiggle them if you like, just to relax them. And just notice how they feel. Relaxing your feet. Moving up to your legs, your calves. Maybe a bit tight from sitting a long time. So consciously relax them. Going up to your knees. If you feel a bit sore, you can take a hand and rub them. Comforting, easing. Relaxing your upper legs, your thighs, your, wherever you're contacting your cushion or your seat, feeling that clear contact of the present moment, wherever your body is touching your seat, feeling a sense of stability and groundedness. And then moving up to your abdomen. And relaxing. Opening it up. Releasing any tension. And moving to your chest, opening it wide, feeling the muscles relax, expand, lighten. Moving to your back, and your lower back, has been possibly getting a bit sore. We can focus our attention on it and almost like massage it with kindness. And up to our neck, our shoulders, So releasing all the tension that's collected there. And imagine it flowing out of our arms, onto our hands, then out our fingertips, draining all the tension out. Now our face. And relax all the unconscious tension we may have collected there. Smoothing out our forehead. Relaxing our eyes. Our cheeks. And our mouth. So imagining the smile of the Buddha, almost like a half smile. We can imagine we're doing the same. Finally relaxing our head. Imagining any thoughts evaporating out of our ears. Just bring up into our minds this truth that we are all imbued with Buddha nature. Deep inside of all of us is the mind, no different from the Buddha's. A mind that is pure, clear, luminous, bright. You can imagine deep in our chest there is this golden light. Wrapped up in our normal mind, our normal body, we sometimes forget that it's there, but actually it's always there. So now we find a gap in our normal mind, our normal body, and we peer to this gap. And we see this light, golden, pure, completely unblemished, any darkness. And as we look closer, this light becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. We feel that it's radiating outwards in the power and the strength of purity. Just contacting ever so lightly this light. And as we look at it, it starts to get bigger and bigger until we can feel that we can almost breathe in this light. As we breathe in, we imagine ourselves accessing this light, breathing it in until it fills us up. And as we breathe out, we imagine we are merging into it. So we breathe in this golden and radiant light that is our luminous true nature. As we breathe out, we merge into it with a feeling of coming home, breathing in the light, breathing out, we join it. Breathing in, breathing out, and return to it. So we can do this as long as we like, each one at our own pace. We can just feel the joy of coming back to our own purity.